So in number 16, we're doing eighth note triplets combined with 16th notes. Now earlier I was talking about finding a common subdivision. Earlier when we had eighth notes and triplets, our common subdivision was only 6 per bar, if you remember. And we divided the eighth notes as ducky-da-ducky-da, i.e. 2 sets of 3. And we divided our eighth note triplets as 3 sets of 2, like ducky-da-ducky-da-ducky-da. I'm sorry, ducky-ducky-ducky-da. Sorry, just said the wrong thing. 2s are ducky-da-ducky-da, and 3s are ducky-ducky-ducky-da. However, at 16th notes and triplets, and eighth note triplets, the common, the least common multiple, as you would call it, is 12. And it may not be realistic to subdivide each beat into 12 parts. That's double what we had to do before. So I slowed the tempo way down just so I could demonstrate it. And then we're going to, this is how it's worked. You slow it down to a tempo where you can hear the subdivisions and say the subdivisions, feel the subdivisions, imagine the subdivisions, taste the subdivisions, smell the subdivisions, etc. Make sure you bake them on high for 30 minutes on 450 before you eat them, or they may be poisonous. Anyway, sorry with the corny jokes. The next thing is, if I divide each beat into 12, right? Just for me to be able to scat that, I'm automatically going to do 3 groups of 4 like this. Sorry, hang on, let me get my used to my tempo, which is 35 beats a minute. That's already 16th notes, because if you take just the tas, it's da 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 da. So that's our 16ths. If you do 4 groups, sorry, that was 4 groups of 3. If you do 3 groups of 4, then those are our eighth note triplets. As in, I'm rushing. That's the old way. Now, new way. Right? So what I'm saying, this may sound completely mad, but 16th notes, if you want to play them accurately, is like this. Sorry, it took me a minute to get used to. Here it is. And if you want to do triplets accurately, then you do it like this. So that was kind of hard. And would be worthwhile to stay there for a little while. The slower it is, the longer the attention span. And the faster it is, the easier it is to approximate. So I'm going to actually stay down there for a minute. And then only then am I going to go to the higher tempo where I can approximate. Because we're going to go up to all the way up to 60, which is almost double where we're at now. It'll be too fast to think the subdivisions. Certainly, it'll be too fast to scat the subdivisions. Nonetheless, you know, bake them in the oven. But here we go. Trying that again. So that was tough. Only the last set that I did that I really locked in, because I forced myself to think the subdivisions. When I was doing the threes, when I got back to 16th notes, it always took me a minute to adjust, and that just means that I wasn't concentrating, not hard. Like, it's a weird thing when you say concentrating hard. You have to still be relaxed, but you definitely have to concentrate. I would just use the word focused, a relaxed focus. I wasn't focused enough, and that's why the 16th notes, when I would come back in with them, were not as locked in. Now let's say, rather than just go right to 60, because I think this is very interesting, rather than go right to 60, let's work our way incrementally there. We were at 35, let's go to 45. Let's see if we could still think subdivisions here. It might be tough, like, here we go. I gotta think. I was approximating. So let me try that again. Okay, that was interesting. So after a while, I started to warm up into it. So that was at 45. Now we're going to go up to, we ultimately want to get to 60. So let's go up to 53. So let's see, probably the subdivisions. It's getting a little much. So. The triplets, hang on. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. That's 16ths. And then triplets. All right, so I'm going to do the whole exercise. Here we go. Yeah, those triplets are not locked in at all. I gotta sort that out. And now it's 60. So, taka dimi, taka dimi, taka dimi, taka dimi, takira, 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 ta. See what I mean about it? Kind of, it's a little bit easier at faster tempos because you can't hear the subdivision, so you're just going by the sound of it. But you, in my opinion, you needed to do the slower tempo to really hear it accurately in order to just not approximate at the faster tempo. Now, here's been 11 minutes already, and we still haven't really done exercise A, 16A, where it goes 1E and a 2 and a 3E and a 4 and a. So we're going to do that now. It would be like this. Takadimitakira, takadimitakira. Okay, then letter B leaves out the one of the first bar. It leaves out the ones on all the bars. So here we go. And then on letter C, I'll have to count it for you for not looking at it. E and a 2, 3 and a 4. E and a 2, 3 and a 4. Takida da, takida da.